Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q2 2007 Osonix.com quarterly report. It is summer. Not too much to report. Let me apologize to the legions and legions of the loyal Osonix faithful, not for the way things fell through to move to the colony that I'd, you know, been originally planning on. Couldn't get a mass discount on Kool-Aid. At any rate, but rather, let me apologize. Oop, that's a symbol. Let me apologize for the fact that there is not a really, 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 really amazingly amazing quarterly report. I had alluded to the prospect of something really whiz-bang in the last quarterly report. And I have a whiz-bang idea. Everybody's entitled to at least one, and I have a whiz-bang idea. But I haven't really consolidated my energies to do it, which is a nice way of saying I didn't get off my ass. Hopefully that will come to pass for the Q3 report. I'm going to keep on kicking it down the road. But let me tell you about what has actually taken place. This is actually kind of a cool report. I've been working with a couple of musicians, loyal devotees of the site, and I think there are, you know, several on each continent, will recognize that I did some collaborations with a fellow named Liam Wood and his friend Ben Moran. Ben and I having played together in a band many years ago, and it seems we're playing together in one now with Liam Wood. We've much of the last a couple of months in terms of musical activity has involved the three of us sort of collaborating and seeing what can come together. Actually, a few things have been coming together. One such snippet example I'm posting. It's something called The Ballad of J Pounds. It's for a friend of mine that the song, I suppose, to some extent, is self-explanatory. It's interesting, I think, to note that this is something that just happened completely extemporaneously. So if and when you listen to it, the way to picture it, if you're one for doing such things, is three guys in a rehearsal space out in Brooklyn. You know, their moods affected by the Dionysian, and just materializing. It's a consolidated thing. There's, you know, so it was like a 10-minute jam that's been edited down to about 8, but it is all sort of really one straight thing. And you know, I mean, we're sort of miking it just to sort of, you know, capture anything that went on and perhaps revisit it and structure it and write it and do it properly later, which is what we're doing with a lot of these jams. But this was one moment that I thought was, you know, had something to it, and, you know, hopefully will be heard by the people that it might mean something to. It's sort of, you know, my tonight's the night moment. Neil Young fans will understand, and the rest of you probably won't. But at any rate, so there you go. A Q2 2007 report, replete with some new music. I think that this piece will continue to be refined in some ways, and hopefully at some point in, you know, towards the end of the year, perhaps, this and some other pieces of music that I'm collaborating on, that I'm a part of, will materialize. Perhaps not solely as Osonix stuff, hopefully in the content of a band. The piece, the J Pound song, Ben is playing drums, Liam is playing bass, and I am on guitar and singing my little pitter-pattering heart out. Other things to mention, if there are such things. I saw the film Talk to Me, the Don Cheadle film, today. I recommend it so highly to anyone and everyone. Over the course of the last few months, I read the Al Gore book, The Assault on Reason, and I felt fulfilled. It was very gratifying to read. It turns into something of a screed towards the end, a certain amount of vitriol, as Gore himself will say. You know, he recognizes he may be losing his objective, his objectivity when it comes to evaluating the Bush administration. But the first half is really impressive in terms of its scope of knowledge, its breadth of acumen, and the second half, you know, is a little polarizing, but it's the same, current charge that I experience and that I think the majority of people in the world are experiencing right now with regard to our current political climate. Was very impressed by the book. It's a very concise articulation of a lot that's going on, and I recommend it. You know, for those of you who are really looking for me to recommend something to read, that's what I recommend. Talk to me, Don Cheadle Film and Al Gore's Assault on Reason. Check them out. Okay, Roger, over and out. I hope the next quarterly report will be more interesting. And at the very least, there'll probably be more music. There is also some Osonics material, stuff that I'm working on in my solo sonic laboratory that I am making some progress with. So, you know, things may be interesting at the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. Things take a while, but stuff is happening and progress is being made. And there you go. So I really should end this. So thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of the summer. It's obviously going to be a hot one, as Al Gore has been trying to alert us, but it's still the summer and it's still the time of the year, especially for those folks in colder climes when you can get out there and walk around without the encumbrance of heavy outerwear. So, you know, take advantage of that to its fullest. Get on your bike and ride and enjoy yourselves. Take as many days off as you can. Use every vacation day. For those of you out there who are also stuck in cubes, it is foolish to let them go to waste. This is your life, and you only get to live maybe 14 days of it a year on top of weekends. So don't be sheepish about that. Okay, more than enough said. Peace, take care, be well. See you for the Q3 report. Thank you. And enjoy the song. Bye-bye.